Welcome back. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842. What do you think of the No Kings protest? Do you think they'll be peaceful? Are you worried at all? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Want to bring you some more sound because the buildup to these mass protests from coast to coast is intense. Given Donald Trump's use of the military to try to scare all of you, all of us, into silence, we are in the midst of a moment, objectively, of political intimidation that we have not seen in this country, perhaps since Joe McCarthy. It is stunning. And mind you, I just want to be clear, in every democracy in recorded human history, there has always been an inherent tension between the right of the people to stand up and say, I object, in the face of all of the power that a government can wield, including the power to imprison and to take life. There's always been, at loggerheads, fundamentally, when you stand up and you protest and you say, I object, I do not agree, I believe what you're doing is wrong, fundamentally, that is always a direct challenge to the power and authority of that government. You are saying that their exercise of their power and authority at some level is lacking either in merit, morality, or legality in some form. But that is what makes democracy great. The power in a democracy is derived from the people. It resides in the people. These individuals that we have elected don't hold those seats in perpetuity like a king. They hold them in trust for a limited period of time. So too here. 855-752-4842. Want to hit a couple of the folks on the text lines, answer some questions best I can. Let's see here. One of the texters texting in that it says that Senator Padilla indicated that he was not detained. I think he was probably speaking not in a legal sense. He was clearly detained once you're cuffed as a matter of law. That is a detention. It just is. But he was released. So I think the senator was just, I can imagine it's been quite a day for him. Fox also saying, and this is a texter from the WMDX text line. Fox is saying the senator barged into the conference. I don't know. I wasn't there at the beginning of the conference. I don't know what he said, but he identified himself. He has questions. You're in a public building. It's a public freaking press conference. And you notice what he was saying? Every time I listen to the audio, I hear it more clearly. He was making the same criticism I was. Secretary Noem's up there just rolling slides. Hey, this bad dude. And then there's this bad dude. And then there's this bad dude. Who cares? I don't care if you have a list of bad dudes. There's a long list of American citizen bad dudes. If you committed a heinous crime, you're a violent criminal, and you're here illegally, yes, goodbye. But that's not what they're doing. That's not why people are ticked off and protesting outside of ICE detention centers. They're doing that because they're picking up people working in fields outside of Home Depots looking for work. They're picking up folks, again, at daycares, folks showing up for their regularly scheduled immigration hearings. It is an abomination. Let's go to the phone lines now. Mike from Muskoda, you go into a protest. What do you think of them?
This is Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I'm not afraid of the Trumpster. He says what he's going to do. You're a bit of an alarmist. You know that?
Ooh. Alarmist about what, Mike? I think troops facing off against civilians is alarming. Do you not agree?
Well, I mean, that's just a small section of L.A.
Right.
I mean, L.A. is huge.
Doesn't the argument work in the counter, too? Then why are they sending, you know, thousands of troops? It's one square mile in an over 500 square mile city. I agree. I think, you know, we shouldn't have military facing off against civilians. It's very limited in scope. The violence, while shocking, has been limited.
Well, you know, Maggie, maybe because the government is weak in Southern California. Now, if you live in Southern California, where my cousin does, he lives near L.A., near Palisades there, wouldn't you be a little alarmed with cars on fire? You just lost 25,000 homes that aren't going to be replaced. Wouldn't you want some kind of protection if you live there?
Mike, what I would trust is the L.A. Police Department numbering in over 8,000. They have had that situation. They have been controlling that situation. Listen, bad random things happen. We can watch, you know, if it bleeds, it leads all day long. What I object to and what we have as a matter of law in this country is that military shall not be deployed against its citizenry. And I think that is an alarming escalation.
I appreciate your opinion, but I disagree to disagree. The Trumpster is not the villain that the left makes him out to be.
What if he is?
Thank you for your he's not. Thank you for your time.
Mike from Muskoka, appreciate you, sir. Always a little lively disagreement wanted on the Maggie Dawn Show. 855-752-4842. Ellen from Cedarburg, you're up next.
Hi. Yes, I'm going to at least two rallies. I've been wearing my No Kings button since the 4th of July last year. This is just totally disgusting, and I'm going to do everything in my power to get my aging friends to get out there, too.
It is multi-generational, multicultural, and I think even Mike from Muskoka would agree. We don't have kings here, and no president should use the military to suppress speech. We deserve the ability to safely and peacefully protest. Our government, no matter who is in the White House. 855-752-4842. This great discussion continues on the other side. Are you going? Are you afraid? Am I an alarmist? Do you agree with Mike? Give us a call. 855-75-CIVIC. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.